We'll go with the mission report first.
Okay. All right.
Well, good morning.
大家早上好。
Let me say how happy my wife Pauline and I are to be with you again.
我要告诉你们，我跟我太太啊，非常高兴再一次能够跟你们在一起。
We want to thank you, the leadership of the church, for the invitation to be with you today.
我们要感谢啊，这个教会啊的带领的弟兄啊，邀请我们能够到这里来。
Thank you for praying for us as we serve the Lord Jesus here and in Bangladesh.
我们感谢主的恩典，我们侍奉主，我们也常去这个孟加拉那里侍奉。
We notice that many of you people are very young.
我知道在当中，我看见有许多的年轻人。
And maybe it's because we're getting older.
啊，或者是因为我自己越老了。
Something must be happening because. Very soon, in 5 days, we will celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary.
因为时间过得很快，再过五天，我跟我太太啊就庆祝我们结婚50周年。
We are not feeling older, but something must be happening.
我们不觉得自己是老了，但是时间都是一直在过得很快。
So this is a great blessing to be with you.
所以能够与你们在一起，实在是极大的福气。
Before we turn to God's word, we want to just share a short report on developments of God's work in Bangladesh that we engage in.
在我们讲今天信息之前，我想跟你们介绍一下我们在孟加拉那里的服事主的一些的过程。
In 2019, in January and February, we were able to serve 2 ministries with a small team.
在今年的一月份跟二月份，我们有机会能够在那里跟两班的人一起服侍。
It's wonderful when we can take with us people from different nationalities with a good heart to love the people and to serve our Lord.
我们能够有这样的机会带那些也是爱这些灵魂的人跟我们一起去那里去侍奉。
On the left is a man from Netherlands, and on the right, man from Indonesia.
所以在左边的，这是在 Netherlands 那个国家的，另外一个是印度尼西亚的。
When we first arrived there, there was a mission conference that I had the privilege to share in.
当我们刚到达那里的时候，刚好是参加了他们在那里举行的一次特会。
By invitation, there were 100 youth.And student leaders from across the nation.
他们是从这个全国各地区不同的这些做青年领袖的人一起聚在这里有这个特会的。
These youth were very keen to be able to not only share the gospel, the good news of Jesus in Bangladesh.
因为这些年轻人不仅是有热心，愿意在孟加拉那里的分享福音。
But they are aware that they are in a very important part of the world.
他们也发现自己是在世界中的一个很重要的地位。
They are central to the 1040 window where many people are very poor and uneducated.
因为他们发现在他们周围都是一些非常穷苦的国家。
Where they are exposed to people from the world religions of Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam.
这些贫穷的人，他们也会受到其他宗教的影响，像回教和佛教这些的影响。
A very unreached part of the world.
在那个地方是很少人去那里传道的。
So it was my privilege to be able to be sharing how the gospel has advanced throughout the nations and throughout history.
我很幸运能够在那里的跟他们分享说这个福音是怎样的传到世界各地。
Brothers and sisters, the Church of Jesus Christ is growing faster now than at any other point of time in history.
弟兄姐妹，你们知道今天耶稣基督的教会的成长是比过去的成长更快吗？
Right across the globe, there are people coming to faith thousands every day.
在全球各地每一间都有成千的人来相信接受了主耶稣。
We have a message of hope.
因为我们带给他们是一个希望的信息。
We are going very quickly. We could keep you here for this evening dinner.
我们要快一点，不然的话你们就留下来吃晚饭了。
But then we have to take offering to pay for the dinner.
当然就是我们要付晚餐了。
When the challenge was given, will you participate in God's mission to the world? This, one slide back was the response.
所以在这一个幻灯片上面的是问了这个问题，当你得到这个从主来的挑战的时候，你愿不愿意把这个福音带到世界的各地去？
These young people were offering themselves for God's service.
所以这些年轻在那里借着祷告又将自己奉献给来侍奉神。
Then after that conference, we went across to the Christian Discipleship Center Bible College.
这特会之后就去了这个基督徒信徒造就中心。
They have graduated almost 900 students from this one-year residential training.
他们通过这一年的训练，已经有900多个人毕业了。
There is a new principal. 34 years of age, so there is transition happening in this ministry of 45 years.
这一个侍奉呢，已经有45年，但是这个校长现在是换成了38岁的，所以我们看见一直都在发展。
So there is opportunity for team members to be sharing testimony, giving some devotion.
So 他们给了机会，这些里面的这些成员能够有机会去做这个见证。
Pintu Hussain is a born again Christian from Islamic background.
这个右边的这个他本来是出生在回教家庭的，但是现在是一个基督徒。
And sharing the message of Jesus across radio.
又在广播上来传福音。
And this young man Kenny. Was teaching with compassion and had great help from Australian teachers.
他是一位从澳洲去的一位教师，在那里从07年到12年在那里教导这些学生。
He has a vision that through social media he will be able to share with his generation the gospel.
因为他觉得说通过现在的这个媒体能够来向的人传福音。
Then from 3 weeks of work orientating with the students,
通过三个星期跟这些学生一起的工作。
Next 3 weeks we engaged with the House Church of Bangladesh.
我们就跟这个孟加拉的他们这个团体的这个中心合作。
They are functioning like community hub.
他们是在每一个不同的那里有一个社会的中心点。
Many things they are doing at a very grassroots level and opening the opportunity for the gospel as well as practical skills.
他们是带给了机会，不只是能够向那些低层的人传福音，也同时能够教导他们一些技巧。
They work among slum schools, girls in slum area.
他们又是在这个不同的这些学校里面去跟他们合作。
This one slum has got 400,000 people in it.
在这个 slum 这个学校里面有40万的人在那里。
The girls living there have no education or future opportunity.
这些女孩子在那里，她们本来都是没有教育跟没有将来的。
But they are having basic literacy, numeracy.And helpful skills.
但是通过这个机会，我们能够教他们读书识字跟学点数学。
There is work amongst the youth.
还有在青年当中的其他的工作。
And you can have barbecue duck.
他们在那里有这个烧鸭。
Very very nice duck.
也是非常好吃的烧鸭。
But the team also will do a tour of villages.Because you can go to the village area and very open opportunities where people will gather to hear testimony and stories from the Bible.
因为他们也会去周围的这些村庄去那里啊，向他们传福音，到每一个地方都有机会。
So, you can see from this that there's wonderful openness in that country.
所以我们看见通过这些幻灯片，看见在那个国家里面是很公开，很多的机会的。
God's work is going ahead very well because of wonderful contribution of women.
神的工作在那里发展很快，因为特别是有很多姐妹奉献这个工作。
The men are working long hours.
因为在那里的男人，他们每天的工作都要工作很长的时间。
And the women are taking opportunity to learn many Bible stories and to have groups in village areas.
所以这些姐妹她们每天有更多的时间，就可以学了圣经之后去到不同的村庄里面去讲。
So these names here, 30 of them, they are just teachers and leaders.
所以这里有30个的都是他们的老师做教导的工作。
But it is not just pastors and wives that are reaching out with the gospel.
并不是
the young generation.
不只是这些牧师跟那个牧师的太太出去那个传福音，连这些年轻的他们自己也出去传福音。
And so after 11 years serving there in the Dhaka Church, First Church, now we are seeing a team of leaders that are committed to making the name of Jesus known in that country.
经过11年在那里的服事，这个在 Dhaka 的是在那里第一间的教堂服事，现在有了一群的做带领的人。
So God willing, we are looking in January to go again.
神若愿意，我们又在明年的一月份又再有机会能够再去那里。
And we are looking to form a team that can serve, not have holiday.
我们也在寻找属于愿意在参加到这个跟我们一起去的，不是去度假，那是去那里侍奉。
But finding in work great refreshment because of God's strength and God's enabling.
因为神加添我们的力量和给我们恩典，会使我们更加的兴盛。
We would love to be taking somebody with some medical background.
我们在寻找有些是有医疗背景的知识的。
Next year, our son, who's emergency doctor, is going with two of his children. But we would be very happy to take a nurse or somebody with some medical training.
因为我们的儿子他是这个急救那里的主任医生，他会带自己的孩子去，但他也想寻找还有其他可以做这个护士的或者其他的帮手。
So thank you for praying. Thank you for supporting. This is strategic time.
所以感谢你们的帮助，感谢你们的祷告，这是很特别的时间。
While there are obstacles, there are many opportunities also.
虽然前面有很多的拦阻，但是也是很多的机会。
Now I'm not sure if we have a short video that can give you a glimpse of gospel rally.
好像接下来有一个短的这个视频可以给你们来看一下在那里的福音的布道的一个活动。
As an introduction, we had in a rural area a meeting where more than 1,000 people came to hear the gospel.
在那里的一些的地区我们那里在那里的聚会的时候呢，是有超过1000人在来一起的聚会。
There's no advertising, no TV.No radio, no handout.
在那里根本是没有任何的宣传，没有任何的电视，没有任何的这些发印的单张都没有。
So you can see many people arriving just because they've been invited by friend or people in the village.
我们看见许多的人来都是因为通过朋友的邀请，所以他们就来了。
I asked Pastor James, how do you know 1,000 people are there?
我就问那个牧师说，你怎么知道已来了差不多1000人？
He said we made 700 dinner packs and they went quickly.
他说我们做了 700份的这个晚餐的包，但是他们一下子就不见了。
But how can these people, how can so many people come?
又问他为什么会有这么多人会来呢，愿意来呢？
He said 6 days in the week, there are ladies teaching Bible stories in 30 villages.
因为他说在一周间的星期一到星期六都有这些啊姐妹在30个不同的村庄里面在那里教圣经。
But it's not just pastors and wives, it is, university students, high school students, girls and boys realize the power of, Jesus to save.
因为不只是这些做牧师的啊他们的出去传，乃是那些年轻的在读大学中学的，他们也出去知道他们有责任去传福音。
They are people with a passion that Bangladesh youth should hear the gospel.
因为他们有这样一个啊心，所以在那里的年轻人应该听到福音。
So thank you.
啊，谢谢。
Shall we pray together, and then we want to turn to Hebrews and chapter 11.
让我们先有一点的祷告，之后我们进入今天的信息，是希伯来书十一章。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the living Lord Jesus.
我们的天父，因着复活的基督，我们要感谢赞美你。
We thank you for his mission to bring people from every language and nation into his kingdom.
我们感谢他极大的啊，这个使命能够将许多的人又带进他的国度。
We thank you for the unstoppable gospel.
我们感谢你，你的福音是不能受拦阻的。
We thank you for the church triumphant.
我们也感谢你因教会的得胜。
We thank you this morning for that we can turn to your word and see what you want to speak into our lives.
而今早我们能够打开你的话语，让你对我们的心说话，我们也感谢你。
We pray that you'll show us how to live our life by faith and trust in the Lord Jesus.
我们祈求你能够教导我们怎样的凭着信心来生活而彰显基督。
We thank you in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
我们祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. This morning we want to look at the topic of faith and the future.
今天早上我们的题目乃是信心与将来。
Faith and your future.
就是信心跟你的将来。
How you will live your life.
你又将怎样来活出你的一生。
At every stage, trusting in the Lord Jesus.
在你人生的每一个地点，每段落都怎样的信靠主。
So the reading is from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 3, and then verse 23.To 29.
我们又从希伯来书读第一十一章第一节读到第三节，然后就读从23节到29节。
Just in Mandarin.
You're not going to read
English. I can't. You can read. Yep. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for.By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made of what was invisible. And verse 23. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict.By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be ill-treated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasure of Egypt, because he was looking aheadto his reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned.
我先用中文读。希伯来书十一章一节到三节，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。二十三节，摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他缠了三个月，并不怕亡命。摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所有得的赏赐。他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。他因着信就守逾越节，行洒血的礼，免得那灭长子的临近以色列人。他们因着信过红海，如行干地，埃及人势子又过去，就被吞灭了。
We can see in this passage five aspects of faith that relate to Moses.
我们从我们读的这段圣经里面看出有五点是关于摩西的信心。
They cover from his birth right through to the time of his death.
是从他出生一直到他死过世。
It is a way of telling us that we are meant to be continuing in the faith right throughout all of the stages and circumstances of our life.
这就告诉我们，我们的信心乃是在我们一生中每一个阶段一直从始至终的。
We want to explore that together this morning.
而今早我们一同来发现这个信心的过程。
In the next slide, we are reminded of somebody who continued to run in a marathon even after he was injured.
我们也提醒说，在下一个放灯片。
We learn of a man, John Stephen Akwari, who was from Tanzania.
我们发现一个人叫史提凡，是从那个 Tanzania 的国家来的。
In the 1968 Olympic Games in Mexico, he was in a marathon race.
在这一次的奥运会里面，他是一个长跑的运动员。
It was a long distance, 42 kilometers.
乃是42公里的长跑。
The race started with 75 competitors.
在比赛的开始有75个参赛者。
Tanzania is a very low country, only small distance above sea level.
Tanzania, 它是在海拔平面很低的国家。
But Mexico is very high.
但是墨西哥它是海拔比较高的。
When the race was running around about 19 kilometers distance,
当这个比赛开始的时候。
The athletes are trying to get a good position so they can finish well.
所有的参赛者都有预备好拿好的位置，所以他们有一个好的开始。
But Akwari fell and hit the pavement very hard.
而且当他开始的时候，他是摔倒了之后摔伤到他的膝盖。
He damaged his shoulder.
也伤了他的肩膀。
He dislocated his knee.
他又那个膝盖脱节了。
But he got up and continued on.
但是他就爬起来坚持下去。
A man from Ethiopia, Mamo, won the race.
那个得奖第一名的从古时人。
In 2 hours and 20 minutes.
是跑了2小时20分。
But more than 1 hour later,
但在过了多一个小时
Aguari came into the stadium which was almost empty.
他来到这个赛跑的场地的时候差不多人都走光了。
Many people had gone home.
很多人都回家了。
The sun was setting.
太阳都开始落山了。
But he came in and the people clapped him because he finished the race.
当他来的时候许多人都为他鼓掌因为他完成了这个比赛。
One journalist took a video crew to have an interview with him.
之后一个记者就去采访他。
He said to Aguari, why did you continue?
这就问这个叫 Aguari 的人说你为什么还要坚持呢
he is not really running properly. He is walking and stumbling.
因为他因为受伤所以不能够正常的跑步只能是半走 半跑。
He said, my country did not send me 5,000 miles or 8,000 kilometers to start the race.
他说我的国家并没有将我从5000多英里外送来参加这个比赛的开始。
My country sent me 5,000 miles to finish the race.
因为我的国家将我送来这里是要完成这个比赛。
And even in Beijing Olympics, this athlete who came last was honored because he persevered. He continued.
在那个北京奥林匹克的运动会这参赛者结果也是得奖因为他完成了他的这个比赛坚持下去。
Our message today is that we are to continue in the faith at every stage and every circumstance.
所以我们今天的这个题目的中心信息的中心乃是在我们人生的每一个段落我们都有坚持我们的信心所信的。
God has not called you just to start the race, but to finish the race.
因为神呼召你来不是要你来开始而是要你来完全
regardless of difficulty
无论当中有多少的难处
so he tells us be prepared for problem be prepared for opposition
所以他告诉我们你们要预备好你的心来面对困难面对难处
Deuteronomy and chapter 34 verse 10tells us what God's comment for Moses was at the end of his life.
在神命记34章五节这神对他妇人摩西的描述总结评价
this is like an epitaph for us to read.
这是我们好像对摩西的生平的一种认识
verse 10 to 12 since then no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses who did all those who knew God face to face who did all those miracles and signs and wonders the Lord sent him to do in Egypt so Pharaoh and to all his officials and to his whole landFor no one has ever shown the mighty power or performed the awesome deeds that Moses did in the sight of all Israel.
这是《民记》三十四章第十节跟到十二节。这里说，以后以色列中再没有兴起先知像摩西的，他是耶和华面对面所认识的。耶和华打发他在埃及地向法老和他一切臣仆。并他的全地行各样的神迹奇事又在以色列众人眼前显大能的手行一切大而可畏的事。
So this chapter 11 in Hebrews is like the Hall of Fame.
所以在希伯来书在十一章这里好像是信心英雄的排版一样。
Some of you will know that in Barrel,There is a museum to honor Sir Donald Bradman, the cricketer.
我们在 Barrow 那边的那澳洲那个地点，他们也有一个纪念碑，那里是就那个这个叫 Donald 的那个Bradman 那个 Donald 的他的那个是一个打棒球的 这个运动员。
Many nations have a way of honoring the people who do their best and achieve highly.
不同的国家用不同的方法来纪念他们为国家真的荣耀的人。
That might be in music, it might be in science, it might be in the arts, it might be in the sports, in many ways.
他们有些是因着他们所献的艺术，或者他们对国家做出的贡献运动的贡献，而得到了这些的特别的纪念。
But Hebrews 11 is the way that God honors people who have faith.
希伯来书十一章乃是神对这些有信心的人的夸奖。
We have outstanding people like Abraham and Sarah.
像亚伯拉罕跟他的妻子撒拉。
But also we have Rahab the prostitute.
我们有拉哈这妓女。
We have Samson with his failings.
还有这个昌孙和他的失败。
But all of these people continued and learned how to trust God.
但是这些人他们都坚持学习怎样的去信靠神。
So when we come to the life of Moses, we are getting a picture of the whole of his life.
所以当我们来看摩西的时候，我们是看见了摩西他的一生的过程。
His birth and how he became a prince in the palace of Egypt.
他的出生，他的怎样的成为在埃及那里的一位王子。
Then how he had to flee into the desert and live 40 years as a shepherd.
之后他要逃避到旷野里面去，在那里住了40年。
And then as the leader of Israel, taking them from Egypt into the promised land.
作为以色列的领袖，带领以色列人离开埃及。
So we have the whole of Moses' life from birth to age of 120.
所以我们看见摩西的一生，从他的出生到他120岁被主接去。
His story is written to help us see that we need to continue in the faith at every stage of life.
他的一生也是跟我们看见，在我们人生中的每一个地步，都应该学习怎样的来信靠神。
In chapter 11, verse 23 and 24, there we read of Moses, the faith of his parents.
而在希伯来书十一章23节跟24节，我们也读到关乎摩西他父母的信心。
Many here may be having Christian and believing parents.
在我们当中可能有许多乃是基督徒的父母。
The writer of Hebrews wants us to know that is a wonderful heritage to have.
而这希伯来书的作者告诉我们，我们有这样的父母是很大的福气。
But for Moses' mother and father, Amram and Jochebed,
就是摩西的父母 Amram 跟 Jochebed,
this is very difficult because they are slaves in Egypt.
对他们讲，本来他们的情况是很困难的，因为他们是埃及那里做奴仆的。
The Pharaoh had decreed that all of the boys under 2 years of age would be killed.
因为法老已经下命令说，凡2岁以下的孩子，那男孩子生下来都要把他杀死。
The Israelite nation was expanding very quickly in slavery.
因为虽然以色列人在埃及做奴隶，但是他们却发育跟成太快了，发展太快了。
But these Jewish parents believe that God has got a purpose for this child.
但是摩西的父母却相信神对他们的孩子有一个托付。
Somehow their faith saw a potential in this boy that nobody else could see.
他的父母在自己孩子身上看见别人所没有看见的。
And so they hid the child.
他们就把孩子藏起来。
This is a great risk.
藏起这个孩子是有极大的风险。
But their faith is deciding every decision about this child.
但是他们的每一个作为都是凭着信心来做这个决定的。
Most parents take a very keen interest in protecting and preparing their children for the future.
我知道今天许多的父母对自己孩子也很关心，愿意为他们预备一切。对他们将来预备一切。
There's much aim for a healthy child.
而他们也愿意自己的孩子能够健康的成长。
Educated child.
让孩子就受到好的教育。
Successful child.
使到孩子将来能够成功。
Jochebed and Amram are also wanting that.
摩西的父母他们也愿意摩西有这样的将来。
But what is different is that they are seeing through the eyes of God. They have got eyes of faith.
但不同的是他们的父母乃是凭着信心的眼睛信靠神来做这样的决定。
You may have all of the health, education and success for the child in mind, but without faith, you will still miss God's highest purpose.
虽然你为孩子做了他的健康，为了他的健康，为了他的学业，为了他的成功，做了许多的预备，但是若是缺乏了信心，那你的孩子将会失去神为他所定义的事情。
Let us think about how they prepared for this child's future.
那我们看见他们是怎样的来为摩西预备摩西自己的孩子的。
The basket was woven.
他们为他预备了一个篮子。
The sister Miriam, maybe just 9 or 10 years of age, is watching.
他的姐姐米利安可能在那里十二岁在那里就看顾着。
They are observing the routine bathing of the Pharaoh's daughter, the princess.
而他们也已经在那里观察了一段时间，直到法老女儿在那个时候会到河边来。
They are very seriously looking to protect this boy.
因为他们是这样的很认真的在那里又想尽方法来保护这个孩子。
And God in His sovereign way turned the heart of the princess to give him under the care of Jochebed the mother.
所以我们看见在神主宰的全能的安排下就感动了这个法老女儿的心，直到把摩西又重新交给他自己的母亲来照顾。
It would seem that they had the privilege into maybe four or five years of age to have the care of this child within the family.
这因着神的看顾，他这个摩西自己的父母却有了起码4-5年的时间能够来看顾自己孩子的成长。
They trained and grounded Moses in those young years in the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God who has a purpose for His people.
所以我们看见这父母就抓住这样在这时间，在这几年他年幼的时候，就怎样的让他认识到是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，而神对以色列人的呼召和托付。
You probably know parents who are very anxious about the future of their children.
你可能也认识当中有些父母对自己孩子的将来非常的着急。
So, very, very early in life, maybe 2-3 years of age, they are getting educational help already.
所以当他们才2-3岁的时候，就已经开始了他们的教育。
But what a tragedy if the foundations of God's word are not laid in those years.
当然在这年轻的的时候，这个的年纪的时候，没有让他立下神话语的根基，那他将来的结局会不会是很糟糕的呢？
We understand that in Proverbs 22 verse 6 it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go."
所以在箴言22章那里的时候
，For the Jewish people, the midwife used to take some crushed dates, dip the finger, and then rub the gums inside the mouth.
因为在那以色列人会用那些枣，他们那边那地的枣，然后磨碎了之后，乃是用它里面的籽，然后来擦他们的嘴唇。
Maybe Chinese midwife will rub mango.
我不知道，可能是这些的中国人会不会是用芒果籽来擦他们的口。
The significance of that was that the midwife was wanting to create that thirst to be able to drink from the mother and to learn.
所以他们这样做呢，使到这个孩子能够渴起来，口渴起来，所以愿意喝更多的奶。
And so, for Jochebed and Amram, what are they doing? They are creating a thirst in the life of Moses so that he will ever want to know the God of his, the patriarchs.
所以摩西父母从他年幼的时候也为他种下这样的信心, 使他心中渴慕, 也来认识他, 啊, 先祖的这一位神。
So when we come to verse 24 to 26, we discover that Moses, now at a mature age, is prepared to be making some difficult choices.
所以我们在24节的时候, 我们知道摩西已经长大了, 但是他又面临又做一个非常困难的选择。
When I was almost 15 years of age was the first time that I understood the gospel and accepted Christ as my Savior.
当我15岁的时候, 乃是我第一次, 啊, 听见福音, 是啊, 福音之后, 相信接受耶稣。
But then I very soon had to make a difficult decision.
但接着我就必须做出一个很
I had begun to teach Sunday school. But I was doing very successfully in rugby league. At the age of 16, I was representing New South Wales in games against Queensland. Very big game.
所以在16岁的时候，我已经是在代表着这个新南威尔士跟那个昆士兰那里的篮球比赛，橄榄球比赛。But
what is going to take the first place?
在我面前，什么才是在我心中居首位的呢？
My local competition changed across from Saturday competition to Sunday competition.
因为我发现我们这橄榄队的操练的时间从星期六把它改成了星期天。
Maybe you have had to face similar things.
你或许也有面对这样困难的选择。
For a 15-year-old, that is a difficult decision.
作为一个15、16岁的孩子, 这样的决定是困难的。
But it was an important decision that began to put me onto the path of walking by faith.
但是这一个决定非常的重要, 因为它会
And discovering that my relationship with God has its rewards in God's time.
相信我与主同行所投入的将来一定会得到主按着主的所安排的时间得到回报。
So you see that faith needs to be an active thing.
所以我们发现信心是必须一个积极的。
We need to engage with the whole of life from a faith perspective.
所以在我们一生当中，我们都是用凭着信心的眼光来对待每一件事情。
And you can see in these verses some very strong active words that describe Moses' choice.
而在这几段的圣经里面，我们也看见摩西乃是用积极的信心来做出这些决定的。
We see by faith Moses, when he had grown, he refused. And verse 25, he chose. Verse 26, he regarded. Verse 26 again, looking ahead for the reward. And verse 27, persevered.
So 我们看见在24节的时候, 摩西长大的时候是做了一个选择，不肯称为法老女儿之子。 而且25，他又是做了一个选择，说宁可和神的百姓同受苦难。 然后26节的时候，那也是做了一个选择，乃是想望又得到那个赏赐。跟27节，乃是他的恒心忍耐。
Moses was being groomed to be the next ruler of Egypt.
因为摩西在埃及的时候是培养，是受到他们那里教育跟培养，又成为下一个做领袖的人。
But at the accountable age of 40, he has to make a decision.
当他到40岁这个成年的年纪的时候，他知道自己必须做出一个决定。
He has had the highest opportunities and privileges that were available.
他那个时候在他的人生中可能是到了他的制高点，也前面有很辉煌的将来。
He would have been brought up with knowledge in the temple of the sun, which archaeologists say was the equivalent of an Oxford education.
而说像那考古学家说, 摩西那个时候应该是受到的教育是关乎他们埃及拜的太阳神的教育, 可能跟今天牛津大学, 毕业生一样的教育。
He had studied as a student in sciences, medicine, astronomy, chemistry, philosophy, law and the arts.
因为他也会受到了天文、地理、化学、物理这方面各方面的教导。
Not only a student, but a soldier, he knew about war strategies and outside of the scriptures, scholars say led triumphant army at the age of 30 over Ethiopians.
而他不只是一个学生，他同时也一个战士，所以在 之外，他也能够知道怎样的能够做作战的计划。而在他30岁的时候，在历史上曾经记载，他曾经打了胜仗。This
was a significant choice.
所以对摩西来讲是一个不得了的选择。
Today, each one of us here has a serious decision to make about whether we identify with this world or whether we identify with Christ, the crucified Son of God.
而今天我们在社会上也面临这样的一个严肃的选择，我们乃是要拣选与基督在一起呢，还是与世界同舞？
The parents' heritage that he received was a wonderful foundation.
当他从他父母来，对他的教导给他立下了很好的根基。
But ultimately, we have to do like he did, and that was make a personal faith commitment to Jesus Christ.
当我们也像摩西一样到一个地步，我们也有自己做出一个信心的决定。
The third point that we come to is that Moses endured through faith when he could not see.
我们也看见第三点来到摩西，当他看不见的时候，前面的时候，他凭着信心。
What would his future be without being the prince in the palace?
如果他离开了在埃及做王子的地位，那他的将来会怎样呢？
How could he live now outside of the future that Pharaoh was offering him?
他又怎么样呢，能够选择在法老为他所预备的将来之外去生活呢？
It is very difficult for all of us when we are setting up a good future with security, with promotion prospects. Very difficult to walk away from those things or to surrender them to God's direction.
对我们每一个人来讲，当我们面对像摩西所面对的一样的，当你知道你的将来有这么好的计划， 这么好的保障，还有这么好的机会的晋升，但是你却又放下离开这一切，对我们每一个人来讲都是非常困难的。At
the age of 41, I sensed that God's calling for me was to resign from the company that I was working with.
当我41岁的时候，我也觉得神在呼召我，又离开我的现有的工作。
It took me 1 year to wrestle with the fact that I had become attached to the company business, car, and benefits that were there.
结果我挣扎了一年的时间，因为在那个公司里面，我一直在考虑到所拿到的待遇、汽车、房子这些东西都很难放得下。
And very big struggle, what will my wife think?
对我一个更大的难处是，我突然间跟我太太说我辞职了，我太太会怎么想我？
So which is most difficult, the wife or the boss?
所以你说你们觉得谁是你公司的老板难面对呢，还是你自己的太太难面对？
You can have that conversation when you go home.
你回家的时候可以好好去讨论那个问题。
I realized that I had become attached to these benefits and to these wonderful things.
所以我发现自己原来不知不觉之中 已经受了这些带来了这些好处所做住了。
How would life change? Where would finance come from? I'm not at the age of pension at 41.
因为我41岁还不可以退休，不能拿养老金，然后我就许多的忧虑，那离开了工作又去哪里来啊支看顾我的家庭呢，支持这个家庭呢？
God has blessed me with a wife who with me has had a personal journey of faith and willing to be able to sacrifice.
当我感谢神啊，赐给了我一位很好的太太，因为她自己也有在信心上啊的历程，怎样的啊做出啊逃出喜悦的选择。
What do you do when you don't have the finance to have the education for your son who wants to be a doctor?
当你发现你自己的儿子想要读医，但是你却没有充足的经济来支持他的时候，你会怎么想？
What do you do when you're serving in a church that can't provide full living cost for you?
而且当你在一个教会里面侍奉，他们却不能够供给你啊家庭中生活上的需用。
And the time for the marriage of your daughter comes round and you don't have the money to pay for the wedding.
当你的女儿长大了又结婚的时候，你发现自己根本没有钱来为她办这个婚礼。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
We have been trained not to expect an easy life.
因为我们从小被训练不要以为你会有一个容易的一生。
Have you embraced that reality that God calls you to be His disciple, to live sacrificially, and to live by faith in His promises?
你已经说服自己，证明说神呼召我们来做他的门徒，乃是又将我们的一生的奉献来跟随他的吗？
So how is it that our son became general practitioner and now emergency medicine doctor at John Hunter and Maitland? How did that happen?
所以我们的儿子怎么样的去读书成为一个医生，然后成为了这个急救那里的主任呢？这些是怎么发生的呢？
When he auditioned for scholarship,
当他去申请这个奖学金面试的时候
，he was given 90% discount.
结果是给了他90%的折扣。
How did the daughter's wedding
take place? 我们的女儿她的婚礼是怎么样的去办成功的呢？
We had not spoken to anybody, but somebody gave the money for that to happen.
我们没有告诉任何其他人向人要钱，但是却有人为了那个婚礼付上了一切的花费。
Why am I telling these stories?
我为什么要告诉你这些故事呢？
Because we are not great people.
因为我们不是一个很伟大的人。
We struggle through many stages of life.
我们在我们一生中也有很多的挣扎跟难处。
But as we put our trust in God, He proves to be faithful.
当我们却完全信靠神的时候，我们却能够证明神是信实。
We are not giving up.
所以我们没有放弃。
I wonder if you're facing some difficult circumstance.
我也不知道你是不是也面对一些困难的选择。
Maybe some disruption.Within the family and some children perhaps even going astray.
问题或者是家庭在婚姻上的问题，或者在家中的孩子出了问题又离家出走。
Maybe you're facing health issues as an older person.
或者你作为一个年老的人面对许多健康上面的问题。
Maybe like my wife and I, memory is not so good.
或者像我跟我太太一样，我们发现我们的记忆力衰退了。
When we face the reality that life is changing and we can't do what we used to do，
我们发现说我们这个生活上很多都在改变，但是我们再也不能够像我们以前一样去做许多的事情。
What does the Bible have to say to us？
圣经是怎么样的来对我们说关于这一切的事呢
？Continue in faith，
他说。坚持你的信心。
You may have to wrestle with issues of pride. Maybe you have to wrestle with issues of misunderstanding.
或者在那里有对自己骄傲的心的挣扎，或者对一些误解上的挣扎。
Maybe having a much simpler lifestyle.
或者你必须过上更加简单的生活。
How do you make those decisions?
你怎么样去做这些的选择呢？
The Bible would tell us by faith in God.
圣经告诉我们，这一切的选择都要信靠神。
This is not empty make-believe. This is dealing practically with every stage and circumstances of a life, believing that just because I can't, it doesn't mean that God can't.
因为这些都是很实际的，而不是空口说说而已的。因为虽然看见我们自己做不到，但你不要以为神也做不到。
The fourth point is that faith, Moses' faith allowed him to trust God when he couldn't understand.
第四点，我们看见摩西，他在他不明白的时候也能够信靠神。
Can you imagine this man coming to the 10th plague in Egypt when Pharaoh has said, you cannot leave this country?
你能够想象摩西在埃及这个时候法老已经对他说，你们不可以离开埃及。
And God said to everyone who takes the blood and puts it on the doorpost, you will be protected from death and you will go out free.
而神却告诉他，如果每一个门框上涂有羔羊的血的，他们就会被保护，而且也能够离开埃及。
If Moses was thinking in a secular way, how stupid that would look.
摩西如果是凭着自己过去所学习的知识，他就觉得说，这看起来太可笑了。
But was God's promise true? Was it fulfilled? Did it happen?
但是神的应许是真实的吗？是不是照着神所应许的成就呢？
You and I living in a secular society that is turning their back on God, turning their back on the promises of the Bible.What will your choice be in these situations?
我们今天所生活的这个世界跟社会都已经慢慢的拒绝了神的应许跟神的真理。当你同样要面对这样的选择的时候，你会怎么样的去做出正确的选择呢？
So we see that Moses has grown in his faith step by step.
所以我们看见摩西他对神的信心是一步一步的成长的。
After deliverance from Egypt, now he is facing the Red Sea.
而当他把百姓带离开了埃及之后，现在面对他的是前面的红海。
The Red Sea blocking the way forward to the future.
这个红海拦阻他们不能够去到要去的地方。
Pharaoh's army now pursuing from behind.
而且法老的军队却从后面追来。
That looks impossible.
说看起来完全不可能了。
You know, God allows impossible circumstances to come into our life.
你知道神允许一些不可能的事情发生在我们的身上吗？
Because he wants to be involved in every circumstance of our life, but we need to learn to trust him.
因为神乃是有参与到这一切我们一生中的事上，直到教导我们来凡事信靠他。
In 1976, Pauline and I had made preparations to go to India.
在1976年，我跟我太太两个人预备又到印度去。
After serving there some time, we had to go from central India down to the east coast in Chennai.
我们在那里侍奉了一段时间之后，又从印度的中心去到它的东南岸。
So maybe 9 o'clock at night, we were at the airport, only to be informed no flights will be going to Chennai.
当我们到晚上9点钟又去上飞机的时候，却告诉我们说。 这个飞机已经取消了，没有飞到那里去。
You have to come back in the morning.
你们又明天才回来。
So returning to our room,
当我们回到自己家住的地方的时候，
it looks like all of our plans have come to an end.
好像我们所做的这些计划都结束了。
What can you do?
因为取消了，飞机取消了，你能够做什么呢？
That flight to Chennai would then lead to going to Colombo in Sri Lanka.
因为我们坐上那一趟飞机，接着还要转机去到斯里兰卡。
The only thing we could do is come back and pray and read the Psalms and be encouraged, God, you are in control.
我们回到我们的住处，只能做的是跪下来祷告。读神的诗篇，说神一切都在你的掌握之中。
So we went back to the airport in the morning, only to hear the same message. No flights will go to Chennai. Monsoon rains are flooding.
所以等到祷告了一夜，之后第二天去到飞机场，又告诉我们飞机取消了，因为这个雨季大雨季的缘故，很多地方都已经洪水泛滥了，所以都取消了。
So this represents a crisis for us.
所以这对我们来讲，在我们这是很危机的时间的时候。
We decided we will stay and trust that somehow we can get there.
所以我们就只能安定下来，信靠神。说神总是有办法将我们带到那里去。
Almost everybody had gone home. We stayed there. It looked very foolish.
我们发现许多人都已经回去了。在空旷的那里，只有我们还留在那里，看起来很可笑。
But later in the afternoon, our Indian friend said, "I think something is happening."
在那里等到下午的时候。我们一个印度的朋友告诉我们，好像有些事情在发生。
As it happened, cricketers needed to go to Chennai.
他说那个时候突然间，印度那里打棒球的又去这个东南印度那里去打棒球参赛。
And some VIPs.
而且他们有一些非常重要的人又去。
In a very kind way, we got to Chennai.
所以你看，因着神的怜悯，我们也能够跟着他们的飞机到我们要去的地方去。
We were not cricketers, we were not VIP.
我们根本就不是那些打板球要参赛的人，我们也不是非常重要的人。
Friends, that doesn't happen all the time.
但是朋友告诉你，这件事情不是天天都在发生的。
But when by faith we pray and make plans that we believe to be in God's will.
当我们祷告、交托、信靠，自做的一切乃是神的旨意。
He can do things to make it happen.
神能够使不可能的事成为可能。
Well, we come to the fifth and the last point that we want to look at this morning, and that was that by faith Moses learned to stand still and let God work.
所以来到我们最后一点，是第五点，就是摩西学会了能够安静下来等候神的工作。
You and I are living in a culture that builds up our ego and our pride to believe that we are equipped to do anything and everything and that we are capable of whatever is required.
我们知道现今的我们这个社会，从我们的从小的教育，它都一直在这里的建立我们的自信心，使到我们觉得我们自己能凭自己可以做许多的事情。
It projects the idea that God is no longer relevant.
因为他们使到我们建立我们的自信，使到我们觉得神在我们的生命中是不重要了。
Because you can do everything. You are like God now.
因为你靠自己就什么都能够做出来，你自己就像神一样。
That was the challenge that Moses and the Israelites faced as they came to the Red Sea. They can do nothing.
所以当摩西带领以色列人来到红海的面前的时候，他们发现自己什么都做不了。
So The danger now is they would be paralyzed by fear.
所以现在他们面对最危险的乃是他们因为恐惧而会瘫痪。
Fear and frustration lead us to irrational and extreme actions.
你知道当一个人在恐惧当中的时候他们常常都会做出一些不理智的行为来跟选择。
There are many youth in Australia who feel frustrated and have no hope and are committing suicide.
你知道在澳洲这里有许多的年轻人他们因为觉得忧郁觉得绝望最后就自杀了。
God spoke to Moses and they stretch out the rod.
当神却吩咐摩西把你的杖举起来。
God opened the sea.
神就打开了红海。
And they went through on dry land.
而他们就行干地过去。
When the Egyptian army attempted to do that, they were drowned.
当这个埃及的军队来追他们的时候，却被淹死了。
As the people of God, we are called to live by faith, and God does things that the world will not believe.
我们作为神的子民，我们被神呼召，来是凭着信心来跟随他，而神也会在我们的生命中做一些世上的人不肯相信的事来。
It was great. It was God's commission for him to go and tell Moses, "Let my people go, so that they might serve me."
因为神曾救摩西去对埃及的法老说，又让我们的百姓去来侍奉我。
Moses refused on every occasion.
而当摩西向法老每一次提出来的时候，都受了拒绝。
With a greater hope, he went to the Israelite leaders and found complete unbelief.
而他带着希望去到以色列这些长老跟领袖人的面前，却发现他们也是不信。
This is a difficult school, but he is learning to come back to God in prayer and trust God's promises.
就像摩西在一个困难的学校里面，但是从这一切上，他都在学习，又回到神的面前，再多学一点。
To our elderly brothers and sisters, of whom I am one.
所以，对于我们当中这些年长的弟兄姐妹，跟我同样年龄的。
Now I don't have my birth certificate with me.
我没有没有带我的出生证来。
And I don't expect that you will have your birth certificate with you either.
我也不相信你会把你的出生证带在身上。
But if you do mathematics from the 28th of the 8th, 1946.
当你若是重用数学计数的时候 ,8月28号,1926年。
That will tell you that in 24 days time, I will be 73.
那么在多24天我就74岁了。
Now all of these young people maybe have used the calculator on the mobile phone and found that that is correct.
有些年轻人可能就在用他们的手机在那里算一算。
As we are getting older, we are facing new circumstances.
当我们年纪老的时候，我们会面对新的挑战。
And some of you here will be facing the fact that you have some diagnosis for your future that is not encouraging.
你在当中有些你们也会也做了一些检查之后，这个报告报给了一些关于你将来不好的消息。
It may be a physical condition, it may be a mental condition.
有些可能是身体上的一些情况，尤其是思想上的一些情况。
What will you do? What do I do?
你又怎么来面对？我又怎么来面对？
This passage in Hebrews 11 encourages us to look by faith into the future and trust God.
这希伯来书十一章，这里却告诉我们，又凭着信心来看你的将来，信靠神。
Yes, it may involve accommodation changes. It may mean medical appointments, because you are the generation that keeps the nation running.
因为可能你又发现你自己又做出决定，怎样的 换一下居住的地方，或者是你也又去做很多医疗的这个的受肾诊检查。当时
Our passage would tell us continue in the faith to look to God for His provision, for His hand upon your life for the future.
当我们所读的这个章节却告诉我们，我们要坚持的信靠神，直到神能够预备，也神是信可靠的。
History tells us that God rewards faith.
历史告诉我们，神是会赏赐有信心的人。
Salvation is not a reward that leads us into a relationship with God.
救恩不是我们的奖赏，它乃是使我们跟神恢复了关系。
But when we walk in faith and obedience, God has a way of confirming and rewarding faith.
但当我们凭着信心忠心地跟随神的话，神却有用他的方法来赐福赏赐这些信心啊。
At the Passover, Israel came out successfully.
所以在这逾越节的时候啊，以色列人成功地从埃及离开了。
At the Red Sea, God opened the waters for them to go out.
在红海，神也开海，把海打开了，让他们过去。
At Jericho, after marching 7 days, the walls fell down.
而在耶利哥，他们绕城7天之后，城墙就倒塌了。
From the spies' witness, Rahab the prostitute became a part of God's family.
这因着这些探子跟这个拉哈的妓女的见证，他也成为神家中的一员。
Brothers and sisters, God has got a way of confirming and rewarding faith.
你弟兄姐妹，神有他的方法，怎样的来为我们的信心，来赏赐我们的信心。
I would like to encourage you that we be all be people of faith.
我要鼓励你，我们都是信心的人。
Faith.That deals with life's issues and circumstances and stages as they come.
凭着信心来面对我们生命中的不同的阶段，不同的难处。
Not living in the past.
不要活在你的过去。
Having faith for the present.
乃是有现今现实的信心。
But faith for our entire future.
而且有信心托付你一切的将来的一切。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. God is faithful.
神是信实的。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Our amazing God, we look back and see that you spoke and creation came into being.
奇妙的神，我们感谢你，是借着你的创造使到一切都存在。
And as you were with Moses, you rewarded faith and made a way when there was no way.
因着摩西的信心，你也赏赐了他。当前面无路的时候，你也为他开路。
You are the same today.
今天你也是信实的。
We look to you, Lord Jesus, to be at work in our life, so that your glory and your name is made important.
主耶稣，我们也相信你今天与我们同在。你也照样的在我们的生命中工作，使你在我们当中居首位。
We put our trust in you as our God and our Savior.
我们相信你，因为你是我们的神，我们的救主。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.